Next up, Carolyn. Stella wants you to sort out some fact from fiction for her on this one.
Are white holes real, and what would happen if one collided with a black hole?
So first of all, what's a white hole? And would there be such a thing as a collision between a white hole and a black hole?
Well, let's start off even with a black hole. Just to remind everyone, that's a region of extreme gravity that comes out of Einstein's equations of general relativity. And one of the really nice mathematical things about these equations is that they're perfectly symmetric. And the same equations that predict a black hole also predict it's like an opposite to a black hole, which is the white hole. So instead of attracting things in, it spits things out. You've got the same mathematical equations. So you end up with the same geometry. You have a singularity. You have what's called the event horizon. In a black hole, it's the point where, you know, once you cross over that, you're sucked into the black hole. With a white hole, you can't return. You get spat out once you cross that event horizon. So far, so good. However, the catch is they're symmetric in time. So time runs forward, you get a black hole. You need to run time backwards to get the white hole. So even though the mathematical equations predict it, we can't actually figure out any way to get a white hole. We see astrophysical black holes on all scales, all through the universe. We see nowhere anything that resembles a white hole. So it is just something that's predicted from the equations. There's no evidence as yet for one existing.
Michio Kaku did a talk here in Cambridge a little while ago to coincide with a book launch he was doing, and his talk was all about parallel universes. And he mentioned something about the idea that you might have a black hole in one universe and the end of that black hole is a white hole, which is a big bang in a new universe. Could that be possible?
Well, I think once you get to that kind of speculation, anything's possible. I mean, there are ideas that you could have an extreme rotating black hole that smears out the singularity. You could fall into the black hole, perhaps miss the singularity, go through a wormhole, spat out. Ideally, a white hole in our universe, the possibility also could be it creates, you know, a new universe, as you were saying. These are ideas. We still don't know quite how you'd be able to form one, and there's certainly no evidence. And to be honest, if you get spat out in another universe, I'm not sure we're going to know about it in this one.
Well, Andrew Ponson, I think it was on this show, said that with maths you can prove anything you like with theoretical physics. So
that's entirely true.
Everything's up for grabs.
It doesn't necessarily mean something exists.